I'm going to ask Martin to read the two parables that come directly before the parable of the prodigal son, and then Becky and I will offer you a first-person perspective view of the last parable.
The lost sheep. One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law started grumbling. "This man welcomes outcasts and even eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What do? You leave the other 99 sheep in the pasture and go looking for the one that got lost until you find it. When you find it, you are so happy that you put it on your shoulders and carry it back home. Then you call your friends and neighbours together and say to them, "I am so happy I found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate." In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 respectable people who do not need to repent. The lost coin. Or suppose a woman who has 10 silver coins loses one of them. What does she do? She lights a lamp, sweeps her house, and looks carefully everywhere until she finds it. When she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours together and says to them, "I am so happy I found the coin I lost." Let us celebrate. In the same way, I tell you, the angels of God rejoice over one sinner who repents.
Do you ever get tired of your boring day-to-day life? I do. Well, I should say I did. So I decided to do something about it. See, conventional wisdom says you live your life, grow up, your parents die, leave an inheritance for you. Well, that wasn't working for me. I wanted to enjoy that inheritance now. So I decided to do something about it. So one day, I walked straight up to my dad, I looked him square in the eye, and I said,
"Dad, I want what's coming to me right now." That's what my son said to me. And all I could think of was, I want to give him what's coming to him right now. But he's my son and I love him, and as much as it pains me in my heart, I gave him the money and I told him that he could go and search for a life of his own. Not long after that, he packed his bags, and the next thing I knew,
I was out of there. I had a whole world to see, right? So, the first thing I did was...
got lost. My son, I love him, he's no Bear Grylls, and I heard that he asked for directions at least 4 times before he made it out of the town.
That's not true. I mean, it was 3 times, and one of them doesn't count, because this guy that was giving me directions, I couldn't even understand him. And besides, the only reason that I'm not good at giving directions is because nobody took the time to teach me.
Don't go there.
Look, it doesn't even matter. The important thing was I was out of there and I was living my life. I had more friends than I knew what to do with. I was eating like a king. I had the finest clothes and the ladies. What can I say about the ladies?
How about we don't say anything about the ladies?
Fine, forget them. But still, the friends, the food, the clothes. It was great until...
my son ran out of money. And about the same time, the country hit a recession.
It was bad. It was really bad. I'd squandered everything. Everything my dad had given me. And there wasn't any work to be found. I was about to give up. And then I found a job. It was a job as a manager. Okay, it was assistant to the manager. Fine, it was a preparation. Bacon preparation assistant.
Which means?
I took care of the pigs. It was bad. It was really bad. I mean, I had a job where I wasn't really making any money. I didn't have anywhere to live, anything to eat. I was hungry. And there were some days I was so hungry, I'd have gladly even eaten the slop that I was feeding to those pigs. So it was the hunger pains that were a constant reminder of how I had squandered my life away. I lived in agony day after day.
I would watch and I would wait, and my heart would ache, as only a heart can for a parent to a child. But hear me on this, I never gave up on him. I knew my child and I believed he would return. I knew he would come back one day.
One day it hit me. One day I realised my dad's lowliest worker was living like a king compared to me. So I had an idea.
What if he never comes back to me? What if he doesn't come to his senses? What if I never see him again?
Again and again. These thoughts kept running through my mind. As I began my journey back to my father's house, I knew what I would do. See, I would go up to him and I would humbly ask him for a job. I couldn't expect him to take me back as his son, but maybe he would give me a job, just maybe.
Maybe today will be the day. That thought kept running through my mind. Maybe today would be the day I would be sitting on the porch. I would look into the distance and I would see my child making his way back home.
Home. I didn't know what that word was until I'd lost it. Now I couldn't believe it was just a few hundreds of yards away from it.
It was a beautiful day and I was sitting there on the porch, just enjoying the cool breeze. And that's when I saw him.
He was sitting on the porch and he stood up. He looked in my direction. He squinted his eyes to kind of get a better look at me. I wondered, what is he thinking? I wondered, would he take me back? I wondered if he would just look at me and say, I told you so.
I told you so. Some of you would never believe me, but I knew he'd come home. I just knew it.
I knew that this was a bad idea. I knew he was going to be angry with me. What was I thinking? Every step closer I got to the house, the more I knew I'd done the wrong thing. And so I just stopped.
He just stood there.
I couldn't move.
I just couldn't stand there, so I...
He jumped. My dad jumped off the porch. And then he started to run. I'd never seen him run so fast. He was like this kid who was excited about something. And then I realised he was excited about me. So you know what I did?
Do you know what I did next? I ran. My heart was pounding so fast. I just had to get to him.
He was running at me with his arms stretched out wide saying,
Welcome home. He was so far off. How could I get to him? I kept running as fast as I could. I just wanted to scoop him up in my arms, just like when he was a little boy. I just wanted him to know that everything was going to be okay. And as I got closer to him, I could see tears in his eyes.
My dad was crying.
Tears of joy. And do you know what my boy did next? He jumped.
I couldn't help it. I jumped right into my dad's arms. And you know what he did?
Well, I fell backwards. He's a big boy. And then...
He held me. He held me like only a father could. I just kept saying to him over and over again, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I don't deserve to be called your son.
My son. My son is home. Get him some clean clothes. Get him some shoes for his feet. Let's prepare him a meal. No, let's prepare him a feast, for my son will no longer live as an orphan. Today we will celebrate, for all my hopes have come true.
I guess it was hope. Hope that kept me going all those days. Hope that my father would show me mercy. Hope that somehow he would take me back and I would be forgiven.
It is all forgiven, and it's forgotten. And I will never bring it up again. There is no anger, there is no shame, there is no blame. There is just pure joy. For my child was lost, and now he is found. And that is how it is with our Father in heaven. When we feel lost or full of sin, and we feel we can't be forgiven, our Father forgives and forgets. There is no shame, no anger, just pure joy.
Amen.
Amen.